Okay, you have before you two sefim in Tuf Mem Zayin. I try to alternate years which Mishnah Berurahs I bring, and I lose track all the time. It's like before Sukkot, I try to do Dalamin in 1 year, Sukkot the other year. I never remember what I did the previous year, but I realized neither do any of you. Yerachmiel, did you wash? Okay, he's dipping cookies in. Okay, all right. The carpas. No, I meant he has to wash it for the Paris. Token there. Okay. Okay, two of the not well known, two of the issues that come up as b'dieved, I should say, are Siftes and Yud. Sif Yud, which really we should learn first, and Siftes second, is the one of the main differences between the Svardim and Ashkenazim when it comes to many of the kitchen halachis that are negeya. I think it's well known that the two, when it comes to shiles of kashrus in the kitchen all year round, there are two friends that a rav has. A rav has many friends, but in the halacha, there are two friends a rav has. One is bittul b'shishim, which is a wonderful kula when the spritz of milk falls into chicken soup and it's bittul b'shishim, so that's a good heter. And second, the din of Eina Binyayimai, which happens every time a person puts a milchka spoon into a fleishiga soup. The spoon itself has to be kasha, but the soup is not aser if that spoon is Eina Binyayimai, meaning it wasn't used in 24 hours with milchiks. The lechatchila, we don't use a keli even eina binyayme. It is an iser to use eina binyayme keli, any milchika keli with fleishiks, and we don't use it. The iser though is not iser on the food; it's iser on the maisa, on the using of the keli. Many years ago, the beginning of the kashrus supervisions here in America in the 50s. They asked Rav Moshe, why do we have to kasher a plant? Let's say we go into a plant that makes whatever it may be, trefa candies, trefa jelly beans. And we're coming in and we're making kosher, all kosher ingredients. We can just go in on a Monday, they're closed Shabbos and Sunday. All the kelim and apidah yayman, we make sure it's all clean. And they'll make jelly beans with kosher ingredients, and everything is kosher. The kelim ayna b'nei yayman. What's the iser? The iser is the using in ayna b'nei yayman, but they're goyim that are making. It's a goyish company. They're producing something, and we're just testifying that it's kosher, and it is kosher if it's ayna b'nei yayman keli. So why do we have to go through the whole tircha of kashering the plant? Ramesh at the time said that technically you're right. He says, Avul Mechuar Hadavar. He says it's not a proper thing to use treif for kalim in a way that doesn't make the food treif. He writes Mechuar Hadavar. It's not a proper thing to do. And therefore, the practice of all the Hesher organizations is to kasher. Although, given that Mikra Adin it's mutter anyway, sometimes when there are disputes over certain types of kashering, they take a more lenient approach because it's not a mi'ikar hadin type of kashering, which makes sense. And the point being that the main nekuda is that an eina ben yayimai is a wonderful kula, and it comes up a lot. Lechatchila, it's a isser in the maisa. So in the case of the Hesher, we're talking about Goyim producing it. So Goyim, there's no Issa in the Maisa. and it's just the organization doesn't own the food. The Hashem organization is just testifying that all the ingredients are kosher. So that's really where the discussion came up. When it comes up to a Rav, it comes up as a bidyevet. No, nobody in their house uses Eina B'Yayme Keli for the other min. They would have to kosher the Keli anyway. But the food is kosher.
The hiring of the workers, you have
to make them positive. The Goyim are hiring the workers, not the Jews. The Jews are just going in and getting supervision. You have what's called Jelly Belly, or they have a company that's owned by Goyim. The Hashem doesn't buy anything. The Hashem just supervises that it's kosher, and they get a fee for the supervision. Right? Now, on Pesach, there's a big difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah, the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim, as to whether this Kula applies. Let's learn what it says here in the Mechaber Ramah and the Mishneh Berurah, and then we'll try to figure out the Lamaisa. Sif Yud, Nois in Tam Lefgam Mutar Gam BePesach. The Mechaber says, Nois in Tam Lefgam, meaning something that was not used within 24 hours, it's nice in Tamil of Gam. It's mutter on Pesach as well. Hagah, v'yesh machmirim. Now it's interesting. Sometimes the Ramah says yesh machmirim. That's Ashkenazim. But look at how he says v'chei nayagin be'elu hamedinais. The Ramah says in our countries that's the minig. Ubemokim sheish minig lahachmir afilu mashu v'noisin tam lufgam oser. What's he adding with that? He says v'chei noyagim v'yesh mechmir v'chei noyagim be'lo amedinas. Then he adds, what's he adding? How do you understand that next line? Ubemokim sheish minig lahachmir afilu mashu lufgam oser. So the way we understand, he seems to be saying that. But I'm only telling you to be machmir if you know you have such a minig. So then, even a mashu, and even though I said tam lufgam, a person should be machmir. It's not a ringing endorsement of it. You look at Mishneh Berurah Tzadiches, this is what he means to say. Mishneh Berurah Tzadiches said, b'mokim she'en minig yedua, in a place where there's no known minig, Yesh lahayrais to hamek aloy hifsid fa'amachmir tovi ala bracha. Tricky words. Hamek aloy hifsid fa'amachmir tovi ala bracha. So, what does that mean, lamaisa? What? It means mutter. You don't want a bracha? You don't want a bracha? Very tricky. Very tricky. Now, I have to point out, when does this come up? Nobody is lechatchila, you know, they use the Eina B'Yayme lechatchila. This comes up in the house. There are many surfaces in the house that, if not for this Ramah, we wouldn't be so makbid on. Because it's not used lechatchila for Pesach. I'll give you an example. Let's say the handles of the spout of the kitchen sink. The handles of the spout, nobody deliberately puts food on the handles. The handles that turn on the hot water and the cold water. So what's the problem with that? All right, it could be that the hot water from spaghetti spilled on it during the year, the chametz stick. But so what? You're not eating the handles of the spout. You don't put food in the handles of the spout. There's no reason, there's no logical reason we should have to kasher or cover those handles. Why do we do it? Well, we do it only for one reason, because we're afraid if on Pesach, when you're working in the kitchen, a piece of hot food is going to touch the handle, the food is going to become treif. It's a makam chametz stick. Because since we hold, like the Ramah, the Eina Ben Yoimai asses on Pesach, so the bli of the Eina Ben Yoimai is like a mashu, is going to asser the food. So someone's handling, a hot potato latke or schnitzel or a hot piece of meat, and it's going to come into contact. So for us, for Ashkenazim, we're worried about it. We have to cover it or kasher it. Sfaradim have no real reason to cover it or to kasher it. Well, what are they afraid of? Nobody's deliberately putting food on the on-off handle or on the stick handle of a sink. It just may happen accidentally. Well, for Sfaradim, if it happens accidentally, there's no issue because the Enabin Yaima doesn't answer. And it's not a problem. So it turns out that this chumra is, besides being a chumra if it actually happens, it's also a cause for extra care, being extra careful on Pesach. People ask me about changing the knobs on the stove. The stove has the knobs, you turn it on and off. Now why would anybody have to change the knobs? They're clean. There's no chametz there. You don't have to burn it with the chametz. It's a clean knob. The only reason to have to do it is because of this Ramah. Because it's possible, maybe even likely, that at some point something spilled on it, and chametz expressed or spilled on it. It has a bli of chametz. Now again, for Sfaradim it doesn't matter. It's Eina B'yayimai. So it doesn't really matter. It's not going to answer anything. But for Ashkenazim, when you're working in the kitchen, and a piece of hot food is going to touch it, it's going to make that hot food be also b'di'eved. Also even b'di'eved, there's din of a mashu of chametz.
So would
Hagala help? Hagala would help, because it only becomes also with Iroi, and therefore you could kasher with Iroi. The handles you could kasher, these spouts, very hard to get water over the spouts. So I try to kasher, but then we cover it. If you cover it, so nothing's going to touch it, because no hot food is going to touch it. It has this layer of silver foil or these socks they have that go over the spout. What's the purpose in the sock-like contraption? You know, it doesn't, you know, people think it's meant to filter out the chametz from the sink water. There's no chametz in the sink water. It's just meant that nothing hot should directly touch a surface which may have bleis of chametz. If you have a hot pot of spaghetti and you put it in the sink, and the steam goes into the spout, that would make a chametz stick. So there's a very big difference between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim.
They don't have to cover anything?
What? Someplace where they're going to put hot chametz, where they plan, you have a countertop where they plan to put hot chametz, they have to kasher it or cover it. But a surface that... Because the chatchila ina binyamei is also gzeira ina binyamei atu binyamei. I'm not talking lechatchila. Chatchila, you're not allowed to use ina binyamei. Not all year, not Pesach. It's not more kuladik than all year. I only mean when there's no plan to put food on the knobs of the sink. We're just worried about it, but the evidence may happen by mistake, so that they don't have to worry about, and we do.
All the coolers we have all year, and the sink water is probably not yet. So leathers, when it comes to Pesach, we ignore...
No, the cooler of not yet, so leathers would be the same. But these two coolers, ain't a mashu chametz that everybody's mashmer, so I had the mashkenazim alike. And Eidah ben Yaimai is something that ashkenazim are mashmer, and Sfaradim are not mashmer.
The chance of anything coming on top of the spout is not
even remote,
but
it's almost certain that a regular kitchen is used all year, that there are blias at least one time, there will blias lacham. It's like I said, if you put a hot pot of spaghetti or any type of pasta in the sink, the steam makes a flashing. But anything, excuse me? Anything that has a bliya, either be yaima, yeah, you have to. Yeah. What? Okay. I'll tell you this nafkamina that the Ramah says this language. Makim sheishmei gula hashmir and Mishabura says means that otherwise I make a lo hifsid. It was negayah to me. I had the young man in the yeshiva who was really a ger katan. His father was Jewish, his mother was a guy. We actually currently have two such young men in the yeshiva. And this young man he's Sephardi or Ashkenazi? He's neither. He's a ger. He's a ger Sephardi or Ashkenazi. He's Parish, you know, not yet determined. So he grew up, he was in Tarvadas, which is for the most part Ashkenaz. But then he married a girl from a Sephardic family. So he asked me, does he have to keep kidneys? Does he have to keep, you know, all these things? So, you know, kidneys, he kept all the years. But Chumra Veina Bin Yoimai, which was Negeya, because he went to his in-laws, and they cooked at Eina Bin Yoimai Pats, the kidneys Eina Bin Yoimai Pats they were cooking. So I don't know if you have to eat Makra anyway in Eina Bin Yoimai. But certainly for him, the Mishnah Brura, the Ramah, doesn't seem to hold this as a shtarka. It's a mini Mokim Shanagu. And not Mokim Shanai, like, no, yeah.
I thought of a perfect milsa b'tichasa.
Okay, we have another attempt at a perfect milsa b'tichasa.
Why is it called, why is the cup called Pesach?
Yes.
Because you pay a
sack. It's only good for Ashkenazi. Okay. Okay, I disagree. It was fine. Okay, let's. What? Eina Bin Yaimai, all year round, you don't have to worry. Any Eina Bin Yaimai who doesn't eat 60, Eina Bin Yaimai doesn't answer all year round. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Brura Tzadik. Tzadik Vav and Tzadik Zayit try to understand what the Machloikis is totally in. In Tzadik Vav, he starts Hatam for the Mechaber Shita. In Tzadik Zayin, he starts Vitamam for the Ramah Shita. So understand the Machloikis, the Mechaber Ramah, let's learn first Tzadik Vav to explain the Mechaber, and Tzadik Zayin to explain the Ramah. Tzadik Vav. Again, the Mechaber Shita, Mechaber, of course, is Maida, Mashu Chametz is Asar on Pesach, he's masking. But he holds, they say, Tamlof Gam is not Asar, a Tamam. Nihidich Mir Chacham Lesa Chametz Pesach B'Mashu, Taka Chametz Asas on Pesach B'Mashu, and Mishum Dafa Gav the Mashu Hu Hu. Mekom Okim Yeshem Isser Olav. It has a Shem Isser. It's Chametz. You're not allowed to eat that Mashu. Once it falls into a Taruvis, since it had a shame yisur, we're mach. Amok she'atam pogum, poka yisurai legamri, ven yachal eser at arubis. Afilu ba'achila. It can't answer, even ba'achila. Afilu ein betarubis shishim negdai. And even if there's no shishim, it can't answer, because ein ben yoyim, it's kilo, it's not there. V'dinei be'pesach, kachol ha'protem uvarim, yoredei simen kov gimol, in yishari surim. By the din of a dava pogum, he ne calls el inyan a taruvis, avol inyan a chometz atzmoi mevul el. Now, see, we get to it. This has to do with medication. There are two types of pogum: the pogum in a mixture, and then this pogum with the chometz itself becomes ene roi lachila, like the medication shadlis that we have. So that's tough membeis. We'll talk about it shortly. Now, right now, what's he explaining? The Mechaber Shita is that Mashu Chametz is also on Pesach because it has a Shem Chametz. But somebody that's Eina Bin Yaimai doesn't have a Shem Chametz at all. And therefore, it's not also on Pesach. So Eina Bin Yaimai is better than Issa Mashu. Now that's the Shita of the Mechaber. Of Yesh Machmirin, Taim Amu, what's the reason for the Minig Ashkenaz? He says, what's the difference, pogum? Or mashu in a thousand times as much? I feel achi asu chachamim bepesa. Who did not mean no sam of kam, osur ba'achila ubehano. Now here, it's a very controversial word in the Mishnah Brura. What's he saying here? Who did not mean no sam of kam, osur ba'achila ubehano. What would be, let's say, in my house, we're meeting Ashkenaz, I have this big pot of chicken soup, and of course it never happened, but if it would happen that my wife stirs it with a spoon, and she looks at the spoon, and she says, it's a chametz tikka spoon. What do I do? Gotta burn the kitchen, right? You have a, So we tell her, look, it's Eina Ben Yaimai. We're machmir. The chicken soup is aser. If we'd be Sfardi, we'd be okay. We're Ashkenaz, what are we going to do? So my wife says to me, you know, I have a good idea. Why should I throw out the chicken soup? I'll bring it to my Sephardic neighbor. Now we all have Sephardic neighbors lately. And I'll bring it, my Sephardic neighbor is allowed to eat the chicken soup. So let me give it to my Sephardic neighbor. So that sounds to be the right thing to do, no? They're allowed to eat it. What's shot in the Mishnah Brura? Also b'achilu b'hanoah? I'm not allowed to have hanoah because Eina ben Yaimai, a spoon got mixed in. That it's very, very difficult to understand what he means. It's also b'achilu u'b'hanoah. Now, this hanoah is only on the bliya. It's not on the soup. The soup is not also b'hanoah. When I bring it to my neighbor, the neighbor is not grateful for the bliya Eina ben Yaimai of chametz that's in the soup. They're grateful for the soup. The soup is kosher l'Pesach. It's a very difficult line. The line that pogum is asa b'hanoah. If you have chametz, that's pogum. The chametz is asa b'hanoah is understandable, but that the hanoah should spread to the rest of the soup is very difficult to understand. A very hard line in the Mishnah Brura. It doesn't seem in the Makairis that he takes to be the intention that it's asa b'hanoah. So it's very difficult to know what to do with this one word that it's asa b'hanoah. And I think the understanding of the Paiskim in general is that it's mutter. And the Mishnah Brura, it's like agav chorfei leidok. He's right. The bliya is asa b'hanoah, but who's having hanoah from Eina ben Yaimai bliya? It's a very, very difficult thing to answer, and what? You're not having enough from the Eina ben Yaimai bliya. It's very hard to answer. It would seem, according to our meaning, that the pot would have the same answer. You like if it would be a ben Yaimai, yeah. No, so only the bliya in the pad is aser. We know it is l'chadchila, but the metal of the pad is not aser b'hanoah. It's you put it away with. I don't know what to say. It's hard for me to argue with the language of the Mishnah Brura. I'm just telling you, I don't think the Paiskim. I should have looked. They have today the Dirshu Mishnah Brura. I didn't look there. It's an interesting thing. The Chacham Tzvi has a famous psak that kelim that haven't been used for a year. I was just thinking about it last night. I have a box where I put utensils that my wife gives me that have to be kashered. Utensils are there about 10 years already, some of them. You know, it's a little box in the shelf and my thing. I was looking at it last night. The Chacham Tzvi says that after a year, it's mutter. It's based on the halacha b'yayin nesach that the barrels become mutter. Lemaisa, nobody paskins like the Chacham Tzvi. It's a das yachid. However, Nigris Maisha, he in his tshuva, we disagree with the Chacham Tzvi. He does write by hetera bala, it could be mekel, which has nothing to do with Pesach, but a fleshiga spoon that's Eina ben Yaimai that had a milch kablia. He says, well, it's hetera bala, we find coolness in kashering. He say it could be semich on the 12 months. But generally speaking, we're not mekel, and even on, I shouldn't say even, but especially on Pesach, I don't think we need it. So I very often have the shaila about dishes, where people they have their old grandparents' dishes, the house. You know, very often they weren't home for Pesach for 20 years already. Or they were laying in a nursing home, and now they find dishes. They don't know if it's Pesach dick or it's not if it's fleishik or it's milchik, Pesach dick, chametz dick. They don't know about it. So there is a tshuva in the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, a very lamdish tshuva about somebody who has expensive dishes. He doesn't know if they're fleishik or milachik. Sometimes you could tell because it used to be at least that people only had expensive dishes for fleishiks and not for melechiks. But today the world changed. My children won't have any problem because we don't have any dishes for melechik at all. We just use disposables except for the bowls which we use for cereal, which no one would think a fleishik. But the many homes have fancy dishes for fleishiks and for melechiks. So the Rabbi Kivega has a wonderful tshuva. He writes, this is Shaila v'Deraisa, Shaila v'Derabana. He says, when the dishes were b'nei yayman, you have Pesach all year round. You have fleishig a dish, it's a ben yayman, or silverware. On that day, it's a Deraisa. If you take a ben yayman fleishig and you stir farina with it, that's possible called Deraisa. Originally, it's a Safi Deraisa. When it's any ben yayman, it turns into a Derabana. In Halacha, there's something called the Issid Rabbanan Shadiz Galgel that rolled from an Issid Deraisa. There was something that started in Issid Deraisa, Safi Deraisa, and then it changed into an Issid Rabbanan. The Halacha is, we treat it as an Issid Deraisa. Rabbi Kivager's Chiddush there is that if when it was a Ben Yaimai, it was known as Fleishik HaMelchik, such as in the grandma case, the suffix started when it's an Eina Ben Yaimai. So, Rabbi Kivega, Lamaisa, by face of Melechiks, says that, that you could be Mekel. In other words, he explains two reasons for Suffolk, the Rabbanish Eskalga means Suffolk Dairaisa. One reason falls off if it's a Terabala, and one reason falls off if it was known it was a Ben Yaimai. Kivega, Lamaisa is Mekel, in such a case. To use it. And the Hartzvi, I believe he says to Rafa de Milsa, he passing Rabbi Kivega, but he says to kasher it by pouring hot water on it, even though kashering doesn't work for klicheres, but Rafa de Milsa to kasher it maybe three times and to be mekel. What?
They don't consider the dishes as to be.
But it gets irikli rishon. That's the problem. It gets an irikli rishon or a dava gush. That's the problem. That's why kashering with pouring is good, except with klicheres, we don't rely on kashering by itself. The famous Rabbi Kivager, but I'm sorry. It's in Chelek Aleph of the Tshuvas. But,
Rabbik
is Mekel has a din of glass, yeah. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is Mekel. That glazed china has a din of glass, and Rabbik was an anical, so he passed that way. The, I once had a Meridic incident where, a young man who was an Aish, and I had a tkufa, even though now I have a lot of shachas Torah Sameach, it was tkufa in the late 80s, where Eisha Torah, they give addresses to people coming back to America, and they gave people my address, and we had a lot of guests. And we had one guest who, Tyra fellow, who came back and from Eish, and he used to come to us, I think, every second Shabbos for a long period of time. And he, the first Pesach back, he wanted to go to his parents for Pesach and, like, sort of make them frum. So he was going back. He said his parents' grandparents, his great-grandparents were frum, and the grandparents sort of went off to Derech, and his parents were children of them. He said, but they have Pesach dishes. They have Pesach dishes. They have a kosher kitchen. He said, yeah, the great-grandparents gave a gift to the parents of Pesach dishes, and the parents then gave it over to their children, so they have Pesach dishes. Gevaldig. She's going home for Pesach dishes. So he goes home, he unpacks the Pesach dishes, he calls me in a huff. He says, they take out Pesach dishes, they have one set for Melechus and Fleishiks. So they don't have separate Melechus and Fleishiks ever. So they take out Pesach dishes and it's Fleishiks and Melechus both. So I had all the stuff what to say. And he says, and a funny thing, they gave them glass dishes. So I realized, the great-grandparents were from, they were chachamim, they realized this is going to be fleishiks melechiks. They figured that to give them glass, there's the Hashem and Shulchan Aruch, that it's not beleya, and b'shas hatchak it could be saibach on it, so they gave them glass. So it was a little bit of a redeeming factor. And I lost contact with him for a long time. And Eretz Yisrael, a young man came to me, he'd say hello to me, and he said, my father sent me, and my father's him. And I think his name was Jonathan Feldman. And his son, whatever his son's name was, came. His son's Ben Taira, learning in Kailal in Yerushalayim. It's just beautiful, beautiful to see. What? That's because he ate by me, no question. My schnitzel gets everybody from it. But anyway, the idea that it was glass, you think about the great grandparents, you know, giving a gift. And okay, back here. Pesach would not make all. The Shulchan Aruch does bring it as the Yeshayimrim. Shasat Chak, such as this, you know, maybe. I want to explain to you a little about Tam Pogum. And Mishnah Berurah tells you to go to Taf Mem Beis to look at the rules of Tam Pogum. There are two types of Pogum. There's Taruvis, and there's when something becomes Pogum. When you have a food that becomes Eneroi Lachila, the Ikra Din is Eneroi Lachilas Adam. All year round, it says, like Yerusha B'Sherecha Titnenova Achla, you give it to a Ger Taishav, to a guy. Haroi Lager is Aser. If a human being wouldn't eat it, it's not Aser. So you don't really need Eneroi Lachilas Kelev all year round. Even Eneroi Lachilas Adam is really Mutter. In Tav Mem Beis, it says on Pesach you need Eneroi Lachilas Kelev. And if it's Eneroi Lachilas Kelev, then that's a Pogum Be'en. And that's Mutter. Here it's talking about Pogum Mitaruvis. Now, it needs explanation. By Pogum Be'en, we're Matir on Pesach. When it's Eneroi Lachilas Kelev, we're Matir. What about, why by Pogum Mitaruvis? When it's Pogim and Taruvah, it's nice and Tam, the Machaber is Meikul, and the Ramah is Machmir. Now, this case happens to be Eina Ben Yaiman. But it's the same thing when a food falls in that gives bad taste in the original food. Now, that's a bigger Chiddush. What does it mean? What's an example of something that gives bad taste? It's always hard for me to come up with an example. Fish and chocolate is a good example. Okay? That's a very good example. Okay, so someone is cooking gefilte fish and some chocolate syrup falls in. The chocolate syrup is kidney, is flay, is harvesting, or is milchik, I don't know. What, not so bad, fish and chocolate? Well, fish and chicken soup, is that milk and chicken soup, is that a chocolate milk and chicken soup? I don't know. So it's in the taruvis. Now, noisin tam lefgam doesn't mean that the fish is not edible. Not edible, you're not going to serve it anyway. It's edible, but the chocolate side taste is not pleasant. It's not something that a person would like. It's mutter. Even if it's meat with chocolate milk, if chocolate milk or meat is paigam, it's a bad taste, I don't know. Never tried it, but if it's paigam, it's mutter lechatchila, even though it's perfectly edible. It's just the thing that fell in is not edible. So the Ran is, the sugya here is an Avodah Zarah, the Samavav and Samazayin. And the Ran there is the Kasha. He asks, when something itself is not Roy Lachilas Kelev, or not Roy Lachilas Adam, I understand it's mutter. But when it falls into a mixture, and the resulting food is edible, human beings are about to eat it, just the side taste, which is the trephis, is aser. Why is that turned into heter? Why does it become mutter? It is edible. So the Ran brings two pshatim. And nafkamina is Pesach. He brings two pshatim. The Ran himself learns the following. Again, we're talking all year round. You have, let's say, a trefa chocolate that falls into fish. You can serve the fish. The side taste of chocolate is not pleasant, but put a little grain on it. You don't notice it and eat it. Why is that mutter? The Ran learns, we go according to the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, L'ger shev b'sherecha t'nena, haroi l'ger. Ger meaning ger t'ashev. A guy. A guy wouldn't add this chocolate milk to the fish. Since a guy wouldn't add it, that's included in the Pasuk. The treifis, the guy would not do. He wouldn't add something that's pagan. So it's the same Zeres HaKosev to be matter. Not because the resulting fish is garbage. The resulting fish is good. But a ger would not add that in. That's a Zeres HaKosev. If ger should be Sherecha Tadana, there has to be something that's royal ger. That's the sheet of the Ran. According to that, it's the same heter. It's the same heter of Pogum. Just an explanation of the heter of a Dova Pogum. The Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba has a totally different hesper. The Rashba says, why is a blia a aser? The Torah says don't eat treifus. What about a blia? We have a rule, tam ki ikar deraisa. The tam is like ikar. Machloik is a tam ki ikar derabanan. We pass in tam ki ikar is deraisa. If something gives taste, it's aser. Rashba learns it's a din in tam kikadai raisa. The Torah is machadish. Tam kikadai raisa. Somebody that gives a good taste, that's tam kikadai raisa. Otherwise, the heter is not legersha b'sharecha. It's not yena heter. It's a separate heter that there's no din of tam kikar there's no heter of tam kikar by somebody that doesn't taste good. The tam kikar is a. So it's not the Gzeres HaKosev of Dava Pogum. It's a Gzeres HaKosev of there's no din tam kicker. I mean, Mela it's bottle. Mela the mashu of treifus, of chicken soup, of chocolate that fell into the chicken soup. Mela it's a bittle dicker din. When it's bottle tam kicker, if it's nice and tam, it's us, it's not. So the Achreinim say, we just have his das, that Machlekes Mechaber Ramah is totally in this. What's the heter of Dova Pogum? The Mechaber holds, like the Ran, the heter of Dova Pogum is not Roy Lager, not Roy Lachila. So on Pesach we paskin, something that's ruined is Mutter. We're Machre in the Roy Lekelech. But the same basic heter, if it's a Dava Pogum, it's Mutter. So this is also considered Einer Roi. It's the same heter of Dava Pogum. Memela, it applies on Pesach as well. The Ramah holds like the Rashba. What was the Rashba Shita? It's nothing to do with Dava Pogum. It has to do with Bittel. Because really, taste is bottle. When a mashu of treifus falls into a soup, it should be Mutter. It's not Ben anymore. It dissipates. Just tam kikadai raisa. Because tam kikadai raisa. All year round, we say that a dava pogum, there's no din of tam kikar, and mamela it's bottle because it dissipates. Chametz, there's no bittel. Chametz is a mashu. There's no bittel. Mamela, you don't have the heter. You don't have to come on to tam kikar. There's a mashu of chametz, the ben that dissolved in there. All year round, we look at it that the ben disappear and it's tam kikar. It gives taste. On Pesach, where there's no bittel, so it's aser anyway. So this is a beer in the lumdis of the din. There's one important exception. This is all on Pesach or even erev Pesach l'achachatzais. Before Pesach, this week I will get couple of shaylos from ladies in the Pesach kitchen who say, I don't know how this happened. It must be the cleaning lady. And a chametz stick of spoon was used to cook, or chametz stick of salt, so-called chametz stick of salt, was used, or sugar, or something was used in the Pesach stick of soup. Before Pesach, it's very hard to convince the women. Before Pesach, chametz is batel b'shishim. If it's lach balach, if it's in a liquid, it's a batel b'shishim. It's not chayz of a near. It's dissolved in. Salt, pure salt is obviously kashul l'pesach. Pure sugar cane is kashul l'pesach, with or without a pesach dikasher. It's all kashul. Iodized salt is salt with dextrose. Salt that has dextrose in it, dextrose is sweet. It's not put into the salt for the sweetness. Dextrose is a type of sugar that can be made from almost anything that grows. Now, it's very interesting. Why is dextrose not kosher for Pesach? If you Google it, I don't know this year, but last year, 2 years ago, I Googled, why is dextrose not kosher for Pesach? So I got from the OU and from the Star K two different answers. They both said dextrose is made from, one said from kidneys, and one said from wheat, what the dextrose is made from. So I did call somebody to figure it out. He said, yeah, the salt that the OU gives a hechsher on, they get their dextrose from whichever one, and the one they give a hechsher on, they get it from wheat. It's interesting, the reason that they like to do it from corn is because corn is subsidized by the United States government, and it's just cheaper. And now, the dextrose is, if I recall correctly, 1/400 of 1% of the salt. It's a tiny amount. It's not there for the taste at all. It's there for the flowing of the salt. Regular salt, I think, flows somehow. When they iodize it, they need it. What? It keeps them caking together. And therefore, it's bottled. Even if it's made from chametz, it's bottled before Pesach. So somebody used salt that's not kosher for Pesach is allowed to. Now, the ladies are very reluctant to be mekabel when I tell them that you could serve it at the Pesach Seder. And sometimes they say, would you eat it? I said, yes, send it over. You know, like, I don't know if I... But, you know, I want to be sure the rest of the kashrus is kosher. But, so what they do sometimes, when they're very reluctant to use it, I say, at least freeze it for after Pesach. Don't throw it out. So freeze it for after Pesach. But really, it's mutter on Pesach. The same thing with the Eina B'nyayim spoon. Somebody is cooking for Pesach and discovers that she's using a chametz tikka spoon, even a chametz tikka pot, but Eina B'nyayim wasn't used for chametz within 24 hours. The food that was cooked is mutter. Now, you have to take it out of the pot before Pesach, on Pesach, the pot of aser, Eina B'nyayim for Ashkenazim asers. But before Pesach, it's totally mutter. There's no this whole chumrah of mashahu, and the chumrah of Eina B'nyayim doesn't apply before Pesach. Now, having said that, the kashrus organizations are all very machmir when it comes to Pesach. They're makpin on chametz b'mashahu, even though b'di'eved, if somebody of a company used dextrose salt to produce something, it would be mutter, but before Pesach. All the Pesach products are made before Pesach, really. And but they're very, they're makbid on Eina B'nyayim, they're makbid on mashahu of chametz. And what? Eina V'alim, if it happens, okay. They're doing l'chadchil, they're nothing.
It's hard for the consumer, they would know.
The nafkamina, yeah. Nafkamina really is, if chas v'shalom, someone gets stuck in a different city where he doesn't belong, God forbid, over Pesach. Now with all the different flights from Israel, it's hard to know, God forbid, somebody will be stuck. I have a grandson who, in the 12-day war, went through Egypt and missed his flight in Egypt. So he had an extended visit to Mitzrayim. And if chas v'shalom, that shouldn't happen to anybody, if someone gets stuck and he's flying somewhere on Pesach and the plane gets diverted and he's stuck in the city, what can he do? There are many products which are always kosher Pesach. The juice, the fruit juices, orange juice or apple juice is always, you don't need special kosher Pesach. They do kosher Pesach because of a chashash of a mashu of chametz. The apple juice case, the apple cider, which is not popular today. Remember, apple cider is always in a tinted glass. How come the apple cider is always in a tinted glass? Because apple cider is very ugly. It has floating apple in it. The pure apple cider. When you squeeze apples, it doesn't look appetizing. So what they do is they put something in it to settle the solids, and that's something they put in, uses gluten, uses the sticky part of wheat to settle it. Now, it doesn't stay in the juice. They take it out. People who are celiac can drink apple juice. There's no wheat left in it. But nevertheless, the kashrus organizations consider that to be a mashu chametz, and we get kashrus Pesach apple juice. But things like that, I don't know how many such items there are, but things like that are a kashrus Pesach, or wherever a person may be. What?
What's the makor?
The makor is really the Pi Arizal. Pi Arizal, that's what they say. The way they write is, we're back with Pi Arizal, that someone who doesn't eat a mashu of chametz is zeicha to not do averis all year, which seems to be, it's not working so well, but but anyway, it's not really, I don't know if it's Pi Arizal, it's the idea, like someone said, al chatchila, you don't do it, even though goyim are producing it, still. I'll tell you something. There's a tshuva sarama. There's a tshuva sarama about his lashayness. He says, when I write v'nohagu, I mean, I would prefer they were naig this way, but v'nohagu, especially when it's a kula. I think he's referring there to, if I recall correctly, it's the tshuva, in one of the early tshuvas in Tshuva Sarama, and he says, when I write v'nohagu, I mean b'di'eved. I think he's talking there about laning half Torah from a chumish as opposed to a maklaf. He says, v'nohagu, he says, I didn't mean it l'chadchila. When I say yeshnai again, I mean l'chadchila. He's writing on the Mechaber, so he writes yeshnai again. The incredible thing about the Ramah is the Ramah started writing a Shulchan Aruch. There's something called the Darkei Moshe HaAruch. What's Darkei Moshe HaAruch? The same time the Beis Yosef was writing a Shulchan Aruch, the Darkei Moshe was writing a Shulchan Aruch based on a freestanding Shulchan Aruch. When he found out that the Beis Yosef was publishing, instead of having competing, he abandoned his Darkei Moshe HaAruch. We still have Biksav, I don't remember how far it goes. And he created his Darkei Moshe HaKotzer, which the original Darkei Moshe are notes on the Beis Yosef. If you take out a tour, you have the Beis Yosef and you have Darkei Moshe. And that eventually became the Ramah. He did a favor to Klal Yisrael. So now we have one Shulchan Aruch with the Ramah. It's an anivus. You know, you're putting Kayach into writing a sefer, and you're an Ashkenazi, and decide to put it out, like you say, you double down and say, what do you mean? We need an Ashkenaz Shulchan Aruch. He didn't do that. He incorporated together with the Beis Yosef, and that became what we have today.
So,
what? The Darkei Moshe is Ashkenaz.
It was supposed to be
Ashkenaz. What?
He was writing
for Ashkenaz. You like the Beis Yosef was writing for Sfarad.
Now,
so the Arizal is the source of the Chumra, not entirely, because really, like I said, the one you mentioned, we're not Mevatelis L'chadchil in the first place. So, but that's if you look, they say that.
I think it's sort of Sado that says that if you do eat something that's Mevatel, it's even better because it's Chazal, it's Torah.
It's a B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael says. But you're not being Mevatel L'chadchil.
No, not L'chadchil.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if he says that on Pesach too. I don't know, but it's in whatever. So this is the basic din, the din of chametz that's in Eina Ben Yaimai. There are two other topics that I wanted to mention. Let me talk first about the halachis of pirurin. Of crumbs of chametz. This is a Gemara. The Gemara, it's a Gemara. It's not an Akron. It's a Gemara on Davav. The Gemara says, "Hamevatel tzara sheyivdek." So if you do bittel chametz, why is that good enough? Why do you have to be baidik? So the Gemara says, "Ilema mishum pirurim." I'm sorry, habaidik tzara sheyivatel. I said it wrong. If you do bidikas chametz, you still have to do bittel. So Gemara says why? Ilei memshim pirurim. You afraid you miss crumbs? Pirurim memela batli. Ashan Gemara. Pirurim, they're bottled by themselves. Since pirurim are bottled by themselves, what are you worried about crumbs for? So it's a Gemara, pirurim memela batli. So it would seem that the entire effort of looking for crumbs would seem to be it would seem to be wrong. Why are you looking for crumbs? On the other hand, now this is what we tell people. The Mishnah Berurah pretty much says that you don't have to do bedika for crumbs because pirurim I'm a male of both. The Mishnah Berurah is not here in Tav Mem Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah is in Tav Mem Beis in Sharet Zion Samach, and he says this idea that pirurim are male of both. So mashu chametz as a bachila, not in ownership. You're not allowed to eat mashu of chametz, but there's no gezer on owning a mashu. And the truth is, you don't own the mashu. Memela batli means it's not choshev. Ramesha goes so far in the Gris Moshe in the first volume, is right. Even if you put a loaf of bread in the garbage can, and it's a place where people don't eat out of the garbage can, he says it's also memela batli. It's also memela batli. He writes in the tshuva, afraid to say it. He says, get it out of your rishus. That's where it comes, that we take the garbage, we put it at the curb, take it out of the can, put it in the curb, so we shouldn't even own it if there's chametz there. But there's an idea of memela batli. So people ask, so why do Chazal say you have to be baidik b'churin u'bistakim? Chazal say you have to be baidik in the cracks. Why do you have to be by the cracks of the walls? Why is that? Shalom Bayis is a separate area. It's yeah. So I want to read you the Chayyadam. The Chayyadam asked this question, and I made her a copy of the Chayyadam. It's Kufyut test in the Chayyadam Oizvav. It's Richu Chachamim Livdak Bechurim Ubistakim. Avagad Bechurim Ubistakim Ein Loch Shel Lacham Itz Kalshu Kagan Perurim. What are you worried is going to be in the be there? Upirur memela batli. Ain't he ever bishamayfin? He says beferish. Upirur memela batli. Ain't he ever bishamayfin? This chayyadim is halachah lemaisa. Mekomakim bechashasha deshamiyavei laichloi tzarech levar afilu kalshu. Because a chashash, you may come to eat it. Now, what does it mean? You may come to eat it. At least the understanding that you may come to eat it is if it's in a place where it could come into contact with other food or with your hands when you're in the middle of a meal. You're eating a meal at the table, and with your hands you touch the under part of the table, you touch it, and it happens. Besides chewing gum, other things may be stuck to the bottom of the table, and you get it on your hands. So the whole chashash is shami yavalaichla in a place where there's a realistic chance that you'll be yavalaichla. So really the din in a bedroom or a place where a person doesn't eat is that there's no din of bedika b'chur or b'stakim. And now the chazainish is machmir on crumbs. He himself writes that it's the loika hagra. People wonder whether they should be mek. I want to read to you an incredible line in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, it's really mechaber and Mishnah Berurah. It's talking about Yom Tov, Erev Pesach Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. We're going to have to live a long time to see that again. I think the next time it happens is 2045, if I'm not mistaken. It happened 2017 and 2021 and 24, and I think the next time it happens is 2045, if I recall correctly. It's a 20-year gap. But Yitz Hashem, when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you eat chametz in the morning. What do you do? This is Tav Mem Dalet Dalet. What do you do? So Mechaber says, Acha she'ochel b'shabezu suda shakris chametz. What do? You have crumbs on the tablecloth. You remember your wife got nervous about it, right? You got to be careful. Meshulchan Aruch, Achish Shachol b'Shabbos Usu d'Shabbos Shachris Yinar Hamaper Shachol Bay. You should shake out the tablecloth that you ate with. What? He means in the house. What are you talking about? You know, I'm up by. You shake it out. Zok to Mishtabura. Oistam pirurim dakim. Those little crumbs. Vikinuach hakairais. And little left on the plate. It's sorach leitzim rishusai. You don't got to take it out of your house. The nidrasim biraglayim. People walk on it in the house. Umizbarim e'alayim. And they disappear on their own. When he got married, he added the following words. The crumbs are kashalanias. Okay, maybe the shemitzu is not kashalanias. I don't know. But at any rate, this is what he says. By us, we shake it off into the toilet, and my wife is nervous about getting all the crumbs in. So, okay, now I'm not saying not to clean. I'm just saying that the nervousness about the pirurim is overdone. And then when they get too nervous, you tell them, look, I'll take care of the whatever it is, on the condition you don't watch when I do it. And, okay. All right, so these are some of the dinim for the Pesach Haba Leinu L'Tayva. It should be, you know, hopefully in Eretz Yisrael, it should be quieter, and that's Hashem Shushan in Israel.